He set the atmosphere with his presence. Everywhere Jesus went, he set the atmosphere. Whether he was preaching to a crowd from a boat, blessing the children, feeding the thousands with the little boy's borrowed lunch, healing the sick, raising a friend from the dead, eating at a table with people who didn't understand him, and eating with those who were learning to understand his ways and his mission, he set the atmosphere with his presence. The atmosphere was so thick, as the adulteress was thrown at his feet, the crowd precariously perched while waiting for his reply, their sweaty hands hold the execution stones. Jesus knelt and drew in the dirt. Then the ears of the hearsayers heard him say, "Those of you without sin, cast the first stone." All that could be heard was dead silence as their stones hit the ground. He had set the atmosphere for conviction, repentance, and the forgiveness, love, and mercy of God. He set an atmosphere of praise to the Father many times. He set the atmosphere of miracles to demonstrate to everyone his Heavenly Father's heart. He set an atmosphere of prayer, giving thanks to him too. Jesus set the atmosphere of the feast to welcome the Passover lamb as he sent the disciples for the colt that he would ride into Jerusalem. There were cheers and laughter as the people welcomed him, waving palm branches and shouting hallelujahs to the king. He set the atmosphere of service at his Last Supper as he took a basin of water and a towel wrapped around his waist and washed the feet of each disciple. Jesus set the atmosphere of Savior as he went to the cross for us. He could have called down legions of angels, but he didn't. He took our sins upon himself and died for us so that we might live. He set the atmosphere of resurrected living when he rose from the grave. In his resurrected body, he set the atmosphere of friendship and hospitality. "Come and have breakfast," he said. He set the atmosphere in heaven of light shining from the sun where there is no night. Jesus set the atmosphere of glory where mansions are prepared for those who belong to him. He set the atmosphere for everyone who would receive his life eternal. Father, we are blessed to have learned to acclaim you who walk in the light of your presence. Psalm 89:15. You have set the atmosphere of my life because you have taken residence in my heart. Now I can experience you every day, my God of love and peace. All praises to Jesus, your beloved Son.